And he absolutely.
Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Hear Hear.
Killradio.org.
Yep, we survived.
Barely
survived a fundraiser yesterday.
Yeah, I'm in a pissy mood.
What did
mood.
You almost survive? Do you want a chair?
You know what? I'll get a chair. I'll build a chair when we play the first round of music.
So much energy that you'll build a chair.
I'll MacGyver a chair out of some stuff that we have here. What do we have here?
So today I come in. You know, I just did a show before this, and the board's acting weird today.
Awesome. Was the place on fire? Because it will be later.
Are you on that level? It seems like everyone is.
I'm in a bad Kill Radio mood.
You know, when you're in any sort of group, those of you listening out there, if you're in a band or even a relationship, it all becomes like marriage. And this is this weird communal marriage we all have. And I think we're at the stage of our relationship where we all hate each other.
Well, is that what one way to keep a marriage going
is to
don't
burn
be a dick.
The other way to keep a marriage going or to basically stop is you can burn the whole building down. It's a little drastic, but it is clean for the most part,
and you can start over after that
in a great way if you have insurance.
If you burn down the right relationship. I noticed you're wearing a Chase Frank shirt, which is cool.
They were so nice. She sought me out and gave this to me yesterday. I didn't buy it. She just said, what are you, medium? Like, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I guess she doesn't like me. But that's cool because, you know, that's cool.
That's cool. I was outside freezing the whole time, you know, getting money.
I know, because we didn't have any volunteers to help us yesterday.
Great email to the list, by the way. But that's nothing to do here.
Like, oh, my God. But we had a great show last night for those who were there or those who wished they could have been there. Everybody, the music was fantastic.
And just as a kind of a backstory to interrupt real quick, once a month, those of you who may be listening for the first time to the show, is we do a fundraiser for Kill Radio where – even though this show, bands submit from all over the world and we just play it, we pick some of our favorites based here in Los Angeles to show off in a live setting and do a fundraiser for Kill Radio. And we do that once a month at Lost Souls downtown. So that's what we did yesterday. And I have to say, it was a great lineup. It was one of our most talented lineups. Really great mix of bands.
It was a dynamic group.
Yeah.
Really different kinds of music from folk to blues.
And you must have drilled into their head, play as acoustic as possible, because there was no one that just came to screeching rock out. It was perfect.
Well, I told them it was an acoustic thing. Also, the only one I was the least bit, I don't want to say concerned, but curious, I wasn't sure what to expect, was Chase Frank, because I had heard her music on the CD, and we had, you know, exchanged emails back and forth about how acoustic it was going to be, and I knew that a big part of her act was drumming. So I really wasn't sure what to expect. And she, that act, I mean, everybody impressed me, but I was, because I didn't know, I'd heard all the other ones perform before on Is Good, and I hadn't, and I'm going to invite them on Is Good later in the fall, but I was just really impressed with them. It's just like, she has this fantastic kind of bluesy voice.
Yeah.
His drumming is like, as it has this like jazzy, trip-hoppy kind of vibe to it that, it was a cool scene.
They were fun.
Eject was fantastic. Did you hear the Smiths cover?
Yeah, we were freaking out outside. We were all singing along, and people who were sitting next to me started dancing. And it was funny. Do you know how about the whole weird Mexican-American suburban L.A. following that the Smiths and Morrissey has? Do you know about that? Yeah. So they immediately just got up and just started dancing.
Well, I noticed everybody in the cafe was, you know, mouthing the words to the song.
I was singing outside. I was singing aloud.
And
it was great.
Like, Blackbird's a Smiths fan? That's odd.
Blackbird likes music. So he listens to all this. I've been there so much, and he's singing along to every single song.
It's cool.
It could be Poison, and he'll be singing along.
I know, actually, he went up to Chase Frank as well. They booked Chase Frank at Lost Souls for like another gig. Another
really?
Year. Yeah, they were so, everybody, the employees, they were so impressed with
that. Yeah, all those bands filled that space really well. And
Daniel
it's
Person, how cool is that act? Like, it's just, the music is so interesting.
Tell his story again, his backstory, because that's what makes him really extra interesting. I mean, his music's great on its own, but then when you hear that too, it's like, whoa!
He's got, you know, his voice is very recognizable because it's very thick and scratchy and deep. It's because he you know basically grew up and still does, by the way, death metal. He's from Sweden, and death metal is very big there. And so he pretty much you know tore out his vocal cords,
right?
And now he sings you know a la Tom Waits, but they're really good songs.
Yeah.
They're really well written, well constructed songs. And he's got this great death metal bass player, and then this who's a friend of his from Sweden, and then this guy that he lived, who I guess he was a neighbor of, like in his apartment complex, who plays flamenco guitar, and he's like, hey, come and play with us. And so now you have this death metal bassist, this flamenco guitar, and this blues singer.
Yeah.
It was really, really great. And Erica Rose and the yeah. Dot Dot Dots were fantastic.
Everyone
Skyscraper
was...
Frontier. Russ hadn't played in several months. You know, his band's been on hiatus, so he was really happy to come in and sing some songs again. And he's got such a... I don't know, such an interesting way about him. Like, he's... There's a great songwriter. You know,
yeah.
like, he's from another time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like, he's a Dylan kind of character,
yeah.
you know?
And
cool.
I have to say, when you're outside... not to rub this in or anything, but I was outside the whole time. I had to get a jacket.
I'm
making a joke
you're
about
good.
It now.
Because no,
actually,
you
it didn't bother me
well.
At all. But, you know, I was collecting the money. But, you know, we were able to leave the door open the whole time, which normally we can't because some band will be too loud. And the people who live above in the building will be like, argh. But it sounded so nice even outside. And, you know, if it's going to sound nice outside, it must sound even better in the room. So it was just a really fun event.
Yeah, it was great. I'm sorry you missed it.
Exactly. But
let's go to music. I have a bunch to play. I'm sure
yeah, before we board our listeners anymore, let's go to music. This is going to be the last song I'm going to play off Charlie Wadham's album. Remember, this is the guy I met about a month and a half ago over at Bordello.
Oh, yeah, we played him a bunch, huh?
Yeah, I really like this album a lot. So I just want to play one more song. This is called Free Up Your Schedule. Charlie Wadham's is based here in Los Angeles. His MySpace page is myspace.com/CharlieWadhams. Charlie and then Wadhams, WADHAMS. Which reminds me, if you have any questions about any of the bands we play, you can instant message us here at the station. Kill Radio, we use the handle killradio.org, just like our website without the dot, killradio.org. But let's go to Charlie Wadhams now. This is a track called Free Up Your Schedule. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Traveling all around the world, and I've lost my one connection to my girl. She's a woman now. Free up your schedule if you're serious about taking me on. My brother's matching outfits with his wife, and I've lost my one connection to my life, and he's a father now. Free up your schedule if you're serious about taking me on. Take with me whatever I can carry, and there's only room for one, so let's get married. Girl, you with me now. Free up your schedule if you're serious about taking me on. Thank you.
HereAndNowRadio.org.
Is here, what here. You're listening to.
This show is called Here. That last track was by Vincel McJagger. He's actually out of Italy. You wouldn't think so probably by that name or the song. The song was called I Got a Gun. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Vins, V-I-N-S. V as in Victor, I, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam. And then again, before that, we heard Charlie Wadhams, Free Up Your Schedule. He's based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Charlie Wadhams.
I just missed a call from you.
Come back, yeah. I was like, hi, John, we have a show at 2 o'clock. Did you know that?
Yeah, I was a little bit late. I had to take my parents to the airport. I had to check this out. I had an audition at 12 in Century City. And it was one of those buildings on like Century Park East where you have to go through 7 levels of security.
Right.
I had to park in the Century City Mall, then walk a mile to the building, go through like 12 different levels of security. Someone had to press the button in the elevator for me.
Right.
Just so I can audition for some stupid film I don't even fucking care about. Like, oh, you're so important because you're in a big, tall building.
Al-Qaeda's now auditioning. They got their sleeper cells of actors.
Al-Qaeda's not going to get that big supporting role they've been hoping to get in the romantic
comedy.
They're
really going to blow up the Kodak Theater now.
Yeah. And you know what happened? You know what happened in this audition? I'll tell you what happened.
Because I don't want to know, actually.
I'm reading this dialogue with the casting director.
Yes.
And the casting director's reading the other part, and the other part has this chunk of dialogue where the character explains something. It says something like, oh, I don't know why I'm interested in this girl. She's this, that, and the other thing, and I don't even know her anyway. And then I stare at the character for a while, and my response is this long, convoluted explanation of why this guy never has good relationships.
Right.
So you know what I think? I think your problem is this. Well, the casting director decides she's going to read the first and last line of this chunk of dialogue. So I just assume that she, like, fucked up, you know, that she, like, got lost and maybe thought she knew the lines or something, you know? I mean,
and so you waited.
It just seemed kind of weird. So I just stared at her for a while, and then I realized she wasn't going to budge. So then I went, you know, back and, you know, went and did my thing, but I was kind of thrown by it.
Right.
So then afterwards, she's like, that was good. Let's do that last part again, because I think I threw you a little bit when
you
I didn't read
up.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I thought maybe you had a little bit more to say there. She's like, yeah, I didn't think it was necessary to say it. And so then I
could have told you ahead of time.
And then I was like, really, douchebag, because I'm the one auditioning for this part. And then I kicked her in the nuts.
Aw. She had nuts? It was a shemale.
When
good.
She stopped crying, we did it again. And
you got
better.
The part.
Yeah. No, probably not. But it just seems kind of unfair to throw somebody like that.
Well, it's not unfair to do it. They should have told you ahead of time.
Yeah, or what they usually do is they cross out the middle of a monologue.
Right.
You know, so that you don't bother preparing.
Right.
That, you know, to be told those lines. But anyway.
And for those of you who are still listening, who haven't gone on to some other internet radio station, these are the conversations John and I normally have when we're playing music. This is the crap I have to pull up with. All the stuff he has put out his auditions. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Had to listen to what Mark had to say about his weekend, you'd be saying, let's go to music.
There's not much to say.
So anyway, then I drive from Century City to Burbank Airport to drop off
my
parents.
Where were your parents this whole time? Were they waiting in the car?
With the windows rolled up and everything. No, I left them. I left my mom at the mall, and my dad went with me and read a book, because that's what my dad does.
They let him through the checkpoints too?
Yeah, he didn't even have to sign in. My dad's like 7 feet tall, right? And I sign in, I got to give him all this information.
Does he have a long beard?
And my dad's like, what about me? And they're like, nah, you're cool. It's pretty funny. Anyway, so I had to drive from Century City to Burbank to here, which is why I was just barely on time. So
God.
I've driven from Mid-Wilshire Koreatown,
across
Olympic to Century City,
yeah.
up the 405, down the 101, to the 134, up Hollywood Way to Burbank, down the 5, down the 2, across Alvarado, and over back to here.
And I can't fucking believe you were 5 minutes late.
I know, and I've seen all of LA today. And let me tell you, it's time for me to move out of this town. I'm going to play some music from a friend of mine. This has been at the bottom of the Here Here file for a while. He gave me this CD. This is available. It's something you can buy. The man's name is Sam Sparrow. He's been a guest on Is Good. He's a big supporter of Kill Radio and Here Here. He plays all over LA. And if you haven't seen him perform live, you're missing out. I highly recommend it.
Really, really fun.
So we're going to play a couple tracks from the Sam Sparrow Black and Gold EP. And you're going to enjoy it. I guarantee it. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org.
Thank you. swam out of the ocean and grew legs, and they started walking. And the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall, and they started talking. And the stars fell out of the sky, and the tears rolled into the ocean. And now I'm looking for a reason why you even set my world into motion. 'Cause you're not really here, and the stars don't even matter. Now I'm filled to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. 'Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you, like in gold, like in gold, like in gold. I look up into the night sky, I see a thousand eyes staring back, and all around these golden beacons nothing but black, black, black. I feel the weight of something beyond them. I don't see what I can feel. Your vision is the only validation, and most of my life isn't real. 'Cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. Now we fell to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter.
It's a sick world, bitches. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You know
that's what? Sam Sparrow, SamSparrow, myspace.com/SamSparrow.
What's interesting about them is they're basically two people on a stage. It's Sam Sparrow and it's his music guy, Jesse.
Jesse Rogg.
Yes. And it's still quite entertaining and engaging. And the last time I saw him at that event, at that, what was that place down in Little Tokyo?
What's Bordello?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
You were there. I can't remember what that place is called.
It's like
Cuban fish place.
Yeah.
Or fish taco place by the Cuban place in Little Tokyo.
Giant vagina or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something. But he had some dancers on stage and it was a small little stage and it was packed and it was fun.
Yeah.
They're really fun live.
Awesome. So go pick up the Black and Gold EP. We can't say enough nice things about these people.
No. We should try, though.
We could try. Or not.
No.
No, let's try.
Jesse's cute.
Sam's an excellent dresser.
He dresses differently. Every single time.
The man
it's totally
knows how
different.
To wear a hat. I'll
Boy, does
that.
He.
You know, I can't wear a hat to save my life. Every time I put on a baseball cap, I look like a trucker. I think it's my ears. That was weird.
I was trying to say he also plays that keyboard.
Keytar
really well.
He rocks. He wails on the keytar.
Which is pretty funny. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. This show is about submitted music.
It is.
And we have lots of it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. You want to play something? Did you do anything interesting this weekend?
Yeah, I saw... I actually went to a concert before our event at California Plaza.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Singer Kiran Aluwalia, who was born in India but raised in New Zealand and Toronto. She used to work in the corporate world and decided, I want to be a singer. And she sings from the traditional Punjabi kind of style of singing, but also from a period like 14th century Indian subcontinent area, which was part of Persia at that time. So it's really old, beautiful music. And they're all sitting down on the stage. And it was very intimate. It was really beautiful. It was amazing, her voice. And just like, she'd just carry a note. It'd be so clear and strong. I'm like, oh my God, she's carrying a note right now. I mean, you would think in the moment, like the technicality of it. It was so nice. And then to come back and do our show, it put me in the great mood. You know, I should have got stoned for that one. But it was just wonderful. It was really nice.
Awesome.
Very intimate affair. What about you? Anything you want to add before we go to music?
I rented Pumpkinhead. Ashes to Ashes the other day, which is technically Pumpkinhead 3.
Uh-huh.
And it's cool because they got Lance Henriksen, who's in the original Pumpkinhead.
Who you love.
And he's awesome. And they like bring him back in the movie, like they resurrect him.
Uh-huh.
And the bad guy in the movie is played by Doug Bradley, who plays Pinhead in the Hellraiser movies.
Oh, so you were
I also
just
love.
Jacking off the whole time.
It was fantastic. It was like a teenage horror fan's wet dream. It was really
straight.
Awful.
Oddly straight, though.
Yeah, oddly straight. And I felt it was really bad, though, because Doug Bradley has a British accent, and he's doing like this sort of southern accent in the movie, and he's really bad at it. Really? And he's I think he's a great actor, but, you know, they just put him in this movie because it's a horror sequel, and they just thought they would put a horror guy in there, you know?
Right.
And he wasn't necessarily bad in the movie, but it wasn't believable, you know? Because you could just tell that he was like... it was a British guy trying to do. I've been able to notice that a lot more lately.
It's so weird.
Do you ever watch Torchwood? You have BBC? There's this British show on BBC America and called Torchwood. It's they're like alien hunters or something, and the main character is supposed to be American.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's an American actor or not, but maybe it's just because he's around all these British people. But I feel like his accent is fake.
Wow.
Because like a British person doing an American accent. It just sounds weird. It sounds like they're articulating too much or something.
A lot of shit like Battlestar Galactica, a lot of the actors on that have Australian accents or British accents, and you don't even know. Like, there's one main character that I didn't realize. He plays Edward James almost a son, and that's why they probably chose him. He had to have an American accent to have an accent like his father.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard him speak at a Q&A thing, and he has a total, like... very well-educated British accent, but when he speaks English with an American accent, you would never know.
You know who's the best is Anthony LaPaglia is actually Australian.
Uh-huh.
You know, a guy on Without a Trace, and he sounds, you would assume that he's an Italian from New York. and yet, actually, Sam Sparrow is also Australian.
I didn't know that.
He was raised for many years in Australia. So if you listen to him talk, he has a little bit of an Australian accent, which is interesting. Back to Sam Sparrow. Let's go back to music. Yeah.
This is an artist by the name of MD. He's from a fun part of town. I had to look it up, make sure I was understanding it correctly. The city is called, or the village, or whatever, is called Joe Bat's Arm. It's in Newfoundland, Canada. This is MD's MySpace page is myspace.com/MDAdams.
That's hey, what are we going to call this place? We just landed here. Newfoundland, maybe? I don't know.
His MySpace page is myspace.com/MDAdams. That's MD Adams. You can almost think like Dr. Adams.
Look what I found.
This is a track called Bountiful. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
There's nothing on. There's nothing on. There's nothing on. There's nothing on.
Killradio.org.
Thank you. danger, terror, zero, answer, heaven, earth, 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 danger.
KillRadio.org.
I'm afraid of terrorism.
Really? Why?
Because terrorism hurts.
Have you been directly affected by terrorism?
Yes. Joined Kill Radio.
So the internal terrorism that we do to each other around
here.
Right. That was DJ Ness Simipal. That track was called Terror. He's out of Frankfort, Kentucky.
Terror.
MySpace.com/... I'm just going to spell it out. N is in Nancy, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, S is in Sam, I, M is in Mary, E, P is in Paul, O, L, Y, S, 1, 2, 3. MySpace.com/NessSimiPaul, IS, 1, 2, 3. It, just instant message me here at the station. You want that MySpace page address because I'm sure it's just sounding convoluted. I could probably say it again 27 more times to make it clear, but then... That would be 27 more times.
What's the terror color code these days? Anybody know?
I think we've switched to a more... we've switched to the new fall fashion colors.
So plaid? Yes,
no.
Is plaid back?
Plaid is a terror color? Plaid is not coming out of Paris.
No?
No, it's we're really following the Paris and Italian design houses, what's coming out color-wise from them.
What are we, an orange or yellow?
No, those colors are no longer happening. We've moved away from that.
Paisley is like thermonuclear war, isn't it?
Yeah. When
the shit really hits the fan is when you get to the Paisley terror alert.
Well, that's when you're just like, you fucking took some sort of mind-altering drug of choice or food of choice so that there is no need to even be actively involved in what's happening in terms of thermonuclear war.
Don't curse on my show, Philistine.
Philistine?
When was the last time someone called you that? Don't
I think
know
it's
what
the
it
first
means.
Time.
I have a band here.
But before that, I should say we heard, DJ Nesimipal was MD out of Joe Bat's Farm, Newfoundland, a track called Bountiful, MySpace.com/MDAdams.
Word. Here on killradio.org. People send us music, and we play it.
Number.
What?
You said word. Makes no sense either. I said number.
Jeez. See what I have to put up with, folks?
See what I have to put up with, folks?
Fellas. Terrorist Ladies. Folk.
Sleeper cells.
Oh, now you're just going to say the opposite of everything I say?
No.
Oh, now
no.
Coin Opera comes to us from New York. Looks like it is the regeneration of a band that started out in L.A. with a couple of different people. I'm taking a look at the one sheet here. And Stray Dog Music in Brooklyn said Coin Opera's debut, What Went Wrong with the Right, is a poignant, thought-provoking study of modern urban living. I think that's a rather nice thing for them to say.
Yeah.
So why don't we have a listen to that? MySpace.com/CoinOpera as well as CoinOpera.com. Thanks for your submission. Here's a couple of tracks from that album, What Went Wrong with the Right by Coin Opera. And while we listen to that, I'm going to think of several things that I think went wrong.
Me too.
With the right in this country. And Mark and I are going to talk about it. And then when we get back from music, we really won't have anything else to say.
We won't remember.
No. Are you listening?
Check.
You're listening to here on killradio.org. Kill Radio is all submission only submission show. That was the band Coin Opera with their album What Went Wrong with the Right.
That was nice.
Yeah, it's a good sound. Yep. So check it out. MySpace.com/CoinOpera. CoinOpera.com. Look at the picture on the back. Isn't that just so musician? With the guy there with his guitar case.
Looks like one of the Little Rascals. Grown up.
Awesome. I dig it. I'm going to take this one home.
Pervert.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant, too.
Well, that's what you used to say when we first started doing this show, how you like CDs.
I used to take the CDs and rub them against my naked body. Yeah. Well, I guess I still do that. Actually,
You use your wife instead now, though.
my brother and his wife finally got an iPod.
Yes.
Like, someone gave it to them. And it's so funny, like, you know, they're only 5 years older than me, but, like, it's like they're living in the Stone Age. Like, they didn't know how to use it or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's iTunes, and where do I get the iTunes program, and how does it work? And they're, like, complaining every step of the way, like, how long it takes for them to do everything. Like, oh, I thought I was going to be able to just magically press a button and have all the music there that I want.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so they uploaded all their CDs and gave them to me, so I got to go through their CD collection to see if there's anything I want before I take a little trip down to Amoeba. So that's going to be my little fun game for this evening. Because there's got to be some good stuff in there. Right?
I hope.
There's got to be. Better not be like the Rick Astley box set.
Rick Astley's awesome.
Never going to give, never going to give. yeah, so there you go. And we have lots more music to play for you because that's what we do here at Here. And killradio.org is something that exists presently, and we are on it.
Yep.
Presently. There's a Here MySpace. I'm sure we've mentioned it. MySpace.com/HEAR_HERE. There's also a Kill Radio MySpace, which is MySpace.com/Kill_Radio. So you may want to drop by there just to say hello. You know.
I think our interns are monitoring that right now.
Yeah.
So
like, if, for example, you got a Macy's gift card in the mail, and
you should let us all know about it.
You know, let us know about it. Definitely. Yeah.
Really also, if you're a girl with a slutty picture on your MySpace page, please, we want to add you as
a
friend.
And you're from China, and you were born in 1842, and you like long walks on the bitch, then yeah, totally.
So let's go to music. This is, I don't know if you remember this, John, this artist, J.M. Cruise. We played him a long time ago, like basically the beginnings of this show. It's humble beginnings. It's still humble continuings. But J.M. Cruise out of Washington State, his looks like he left us a web address instead of a MySpace page address. I have www.jmcruise. That's C-R-U-I.
Good, it's nice to see people not using
MySpace.
Why
are you interrupting me while I'm giving an address?
Because it annoys you, and there's nothing else to do on this show. If I don't get to annoy you, I might as well quit now.
Okay, so if anyone was writing that down, they would have to stop and go, what? www.jmcruise.com. This is J.M. Cruise with a song called Better Think Again. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
You hear? Here, here, killradio.org. Udvarbach. Yep.
That was Matthew Cates with Metal in My Head. Finally played him. I made a mistake. I emailed him saying, oh, we're going to play you next week. And it was actually 2 weeks ahead that we were playing him. I don't know how that happened. I think my medication was wearing off, but that's a joke that's been used a million times before. So maybe I.
But it's always true.
It is always
true. What's great about a joke like that when you're insane?
For most people these days, so it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
Matthew Cates is based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/MatthewCates. Before that was Jam Cruise with Better Think Again. He's out of Washington State. He's from that whole state.
Oh, I remember his vehemently rabid, angry comment they left on the MySpace.
Like, Jam Cruise?
Matthew Cates. Thought you were going to play me,
right.
Fool.
Anyway, Jam Cruise is...
he was very nice.
Website address is www.jmcruise.com, I believe. I didn't write that down correctly, so I'm going to guess it's .com. We're back.
I'm going to go with .org just to trip you up
great.
A little bit.
Doesn't trip
right
me
there.
Up. Trips him up.
Yeah. So my dad and I were in this conversation about Senator Craig and how, he's really fighting this thing
right.
where he pled guilty
right.
and then is trying to undo it. But my dad had an interesting point, which is, what's the law that he broke again? He didn't actually break a law, did he? He basically said, were you about to break a law? And he said, yeah, guilty. And that's it. But he didn't actually break a law. It's not against the law to tap someone's foot in the bathroom. It's just creepy.
I don't think that's only what he did. I think he entered the stall with the person...
No. The person was in another stall, tapped their foot, and then he...
I know it's weird because today
he just rubbed his foot against the guy's foot in the other stall.
On the ACLU's website today, it's saying that, based on the evidence, that it sounds like he can repeal his guilty plea because the way they arrest... Or the circumstances upon which they arrested were actually illegal.
Yeah. But see, here's how you get him. Let's say all this is true. Let's say they couldn't have arrested him and whatever. He's not guilty. Well, then isn't he guilty of perjury? Because didn't he go to a court of law and say, so are you guilty? Yes, I am guilty. And now he's saying that he lied, that he just said that he was guilty because he thought it would go away faster.
Hey, yeah, let's get him for that.
That's obstruction of justice. You can't waste it. What about the court costs and everything? They had to process the paperwork and everything. If you're not guilty and you say you're guilty, that's a crime.
Right.
I can't go in and say I'm guilty of something I didn't do.
It also brings up an interesting point about how police do these kind of stings. And they're able to arrest people because people are so freaked out when that kind of thing happens and they probably feel a sense of guilt that they go along with it. But really, there's what crime was actually broken.
Well, but isn't it kind of like a secret handshake sort of thing? Like if I'm trying to find out if you're in a gang and I go to this place in which everybody there understands that there's a secret handshake that identifies you as a gang member.
Right.
And then you do that secret handshake. I guess you haven't committed a crime, but I could at least bring you in and say, are you in a gang? And if you say yes, then that's what I would go with. And that's basically what happened. There was this secret gay foot-shaking public sex thing.
I don't know the details, but normally what people get arrested for is actually going at it at that bathroom.
Right, but you can't do that in a sting operation.
What?
It was a sting operation with a cop. How far are they going to take it?
Right.
Like, after he has sex with the cop, then gotcha, and thanks. Like, they have to arrest you before you actually commit the crime. That's the tricky thing.
Right.
About
get him in
that.
Such a way where he's overextending
where he's
his
about
hand, so to speak.
Yeah,
right.
He's about to commit the crime.
I guess he takes
right
his
penis. About to commit the crime.
I guess once he takes his penis out, they can get him then.
I suppose. Maybe that should be part of the secret handshake, and that would solve everybody
a lot
of grief.
That would be a great secret handshake.
That's how I introduced myself. That's how I met Shannon. So, there you go. She doesn't listen to the show.
Thank God she doesn't listen to it. She's going to be so mad. She obviously doesn't listen to the archive either.
Yeah. She'd be mad because it's true. So, I want to play some music. This is from Tim Radcliffe and Ken Bailey out of Ironton, Ohio. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from this CD. You can go to myspace.com/westfieldrecording or westfieldrecording.com to get more information on these artists. And this is what they sound like. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
We'll be right back.
You're here on killradio.org. I keep bringing up the wrong channel because we're not using channel one.
No, it's that
today.
Mic is acting weird. I mean, you can try it. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Because it was chunking out of me.
Testing. Test.
Oh,
test.
Likes
test,
you.
Test. 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 Test.
Stop it. You're turning me on, John.
I'll eat your liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
That was the international sign of that. You didn't have to say the words. I knew exactly what you referred to when you made that sound. That was the international sound of I'll eat your liver with fava beans.
And Chianti. Well, I don't want to use this mic anymore.
Wow.
Back to my
You're chair. A strong-willed man.
That's
you
right.
You proved a point today.
We were just listening to Tim Ratcliffe and Ken Bailey. Here, Lisa's here next to that. It says pronounced the same. So apparently Ken Bailey is pronounced exactly like Tim Ratcliffe.
That's what I was thinking.
MySpace.com/Westfield Recording. WestfieldRecording.com. Out of Ironton, Ohio. Thanks for sending us a CD. We appreciate it. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org. If you'd like to hear your own music on KillRadio.org.
You can.
You can.
At least on this show, you can.
Send it to us.
Yep.
Yeah, and we'll play it.
Please look at our submissions criteria at our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE. I say that because this last week, two different bands sent me links to their music.
Mm.
Well, one band sent me a link to 20 different songs that were all MP3 links. And I said, hey, just send us stuff.
Yeah.
This is how we have to do things. We get a lot of submissions. They emailed back, just download this and this and you'll be fine. I'm like, all right. And I emailed back, just follow the directions. Thanks.
Yeah, because it's a pain in the ass for us to have to go and download it from a location other than the one that's already in our mailbox. Just send us music. We'll play it. And with the CDs, you know, just give us a little note saying what tracks you'd prefer us to play.
Yeah, that's really important.
What your MySpace page is, if you have one.
Yep.
And you can get the address off of our MySpace page.
It's all there.
Here, HEAR_HERE. It's also in the blog at the Kill Radio MySpace. And yeah.
We've made our directions as easy for everybody as possible. You know, John and I aren't paid to be here. We actually pay to be here, and boy, are we paying for it.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears sometimes it feels like, as well as the checkbook.
Yeah.
So we're technically volunteers. We do this show because we're pro were pro.
I also pay with pus. I just want to throw that out there.
I was wondering what that was. Katrina didn't know how to deposit that into the bank account. But we do this show because we're about pro. We're pro indie music. We're about getting bands played. And the way the corporate radio system in the music world set up, it's such limited, stupid landscape. Real estate that's available for any band, and this is just one way. So let's make it easy for everybody. Just follow the directions. Just do it accordingly. Your band's great. We want to play you. So just we've made the directions as easy as possible.
Awesome.
I don't want to have to start getting mean, and I'm almost there. I'm almost like there to get starting getting mean about stuff.
He is people.
Just not even. I won't even email people back. But I don't want to turn
into
that.
He's
almost
there.
I don't want to turn into that person. Like the person's like, here, just follow, just download this song, and they said, download these two tracks. I'm like, dude,
take it all out on me, because Mark's not good with confrontation. Mark's like,
yes,
like the dad in Back to the Future.
How's that?
Just not good with confrontation.
Really?
Who's the actor who played that?
Fuck you, John. I am good at confrontation. What the fuck is your
name?
Problem?
Glover, Crispin Glover.
Mm.
You're exactly like Crispin Glover.
Thank you so much.
No, you're not. You're exactly like
I like.
Alexander
I like
Goodenough.
When you do that. This is your Dickie voice. No, you're not. It's like, fuck off. I don't need to tell me that I'm not. I know that I'm not.
No, it's like when my wife says something really insulting and then follows it with, kidding.
Oh.
And every time she says kidding, I know it means that she's saying the truth, but she doesn't want to be.
I'm dating someone right now that does that constantly.
Really?
I've had the same conversation with him.
Have you put on weight? Kidding.
I should start doing that. Maybe that'll be the thing. That's just what he does.
When was the last time he took a shower?
He doesn't hear himself say that. But he's a great guy, so I don't care. You know, you kind of sometimes have to let things go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she still does it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's okay, though.
She has an orgasm. She goes, kidding.
Whatever. As long as I can't tell the difference. Kidding.
As long as you got yours. Do we make a baby? That's all I care about. Did I impregnate? Did we crack the egg? Come on. Right? That's what you're looking for right now, right? Aren't you already just ready to procreate?
We're in the procreation phase of our
relationship. I mean, what perfect timing. You accidentally got a new car. You're going for your master's degree now.
We're in the multiplication phase.
Now you're going for your master's degree. What better time? Like, hey, I know. Let's have some kids.
You know what? There's just not enough stressors in my life and not enough excuses to buy Lucky Charms. So let's combine those two things. And have children.
Okay, that was a stoner comment. There's not enough reason to buy Lucky Charms.
They're magical.
Also, there's just not enough people demanding your attention.
There's not enough people, period. There's a serious population problem in this.
You know what? There is.
On this planet.
In LA alone.
If we had more people, we'd be able to build a ladder and fix the ozone layer.
Actually, we would just set each other's shoulders. We don't have to build the ladder.
That's what I'm saying. It would be a human ladder.
Smallest cute little kid would climb up and then fix it.
Yeah.
Daddy, I fixed it. Okay, we got to save ourselves. Let's go to music. It's my turn, right?
Save us from ourselves. It's your turn.
Good. This is a band located based here in Los Angeles. They're called The Fast Sales, myspace.com, The Fast Sales. That's sales as in sailing a ship or
it's like something you would have on a boat.
Yes.
Wind goes through it and it pushes the boat forward.
And goes really fast. So The Fast Sales, this is a track called Sweetheart. Their MySpace page again is myspace.com/TheFastSales. You're listening here on KillRadar.org, I swear to God.
Let's play catchphrase.
I'm
KillRadio.org. Are you in the wrong mic again? What's the matter? Your mic's on the ground.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was...
Freaking out.
An artist by the name of Williford out of San Francisco. That track was called Vegas. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/graysongs. The English spelling of gray. John, what's the English spelling of gray?
G-R-E-Y.
Oh, you're smart. Good.
Yay.
I actually prefer that spelling to gray than the other way.
G-R-E-I-G-H.
No, that would be the Gaelic spelling.
Gray.
Gray. MySpace.com/graysongs. Again, the artist was named Williford. Before that, again, was The Fast Sales, based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/TheFastSales. They brought us a track called Sweetheart. So thanks, you guys, for submitting.
How's about
guys
that?
And gals.
How's about that O.J. Simpson, huh? The man cannot stay out of trouble. I have a theory, and I think he's tired of everybody treating him like he's guilty, so he came up with this master plan to get his ass put in jail. And then that way he'd feel, you know, more like where he belongs.
I think he's one of those weird people who thinks he's victimized, and so he needs to put him in situations where
he
feels victimized. But he thinks he's constantly being victimized, I think.
Well, you know, when I was acquitted of a murder that I committed, I spent the rest of my time deflecting all kinds of, like, hey, murderer stuff. You know, it gets to you after a while. So that's why, you know, eventually, you know, I'll probably get to the point where I'll bust into a casino or whatever with a gun and be like, hey, want my jersey back.
It was actually a hotel room.
Whatever. Hotel room, casino, wherever I get hookers. That's all I'm saying. It's like,
right.
You know.
So. I have to say, one of the first things I thought of about all this is poor kids. And I don't mean to say that condescendingly, but God.
They must have been scared out of their minds. Because, like, I mean, apparently he had a gun. I mean, I guess it was his stuff, but you're not really allowed to ask for your stuff back.
With a gun?
Or really anything. With a gun, yeah.
Yeah. You call the police. And you have them get involved and use their guns.
And so point your gun at them. Exactly.
You don't point their gun. Yeah.
If you want to go to jail.
Yeah. Well, he obviously does.
So you heard it here first on killradio.org. And I have to support pointing guns at each other and the police.
Squirt guns.
Squirt guns. Water balloons.
Yes.
Water balloons.
You're going to raise it up a little bit. Have you seen any of those YouTube videos for Leave Britney Alone?
You know what I saw was the spoof that they did of it on the Soup.
You haven't seen the original one?
Well, they showed some of the original and then they did a spoof with it. It was very funny.
But there's a million people doing spoofs right now.
Is that a friend of yours?
No. But The weird thing is we watched all his other...
Leave him alone!
We watched all these other videos that he
I'm
does.
I'm with him, too. I think we should leave Britney alone.
We watched all these other videos that he does.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is the guy's actually really smart. But I think he's a little, I'll just put it nicely, emotionally vulnerable.
Mm.
So...
Well, yeah. Emotionally vulnerable people shouldn't video blog.
Well, there's a lot of things people shouldn't do that people are doing that a year from now they'll be thoroughly embarrassed by.
You're so broken up by this war. I love seeing it.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm broken up by the war?
But that's not what you were just talking about right now?
No.
Well, so you really don't care, all the people that are dying, huh? Well, that's exactly Mark it. For you. Okay, then. Well, let's go to music. He's such a nihilist. This is a compilation.
You need conflict to do this show, don't you? Like, you can't do this show without conflict. That's what I'm sensing. You need to pick something and run with it and shove it in my face.
Yes. See? We've been doing this for a year and a half now.
I know. And that's all the show's about. We could probably document quite thoroughly all the ways that...
No, we've had shows where we talk about what great friends we are, but you know what? It bores me.
Our friendship is boring, so yeah, of course.
Exactly.
And it's
so
odd.
A lot of the video games you lent friendship. Me, too.
Yeah, I've been going to ask, have you played...
I beat Godfather, or at least I finished playing it,
concerned.
As far as I can tell. I've been playing one of the Star Wars games.
Is it the Battlefront one? Have you been playing that? I want to play that one with you.
I think it's the Republic
one.
You're going to
invite me over.
I don't know. It's one of the ones where you're like, hey, snipe over here.
Oh, that one's tedious.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell the difference between the two.
Battlefront, I need to show you. That one's
they're
fun.
They're not violent enough. And the one with the boats is just stupid.
Fuck. You don't do the missions. You just do go against the computer.
With the boats?
The missions are lame. But you go against the computer, it's kind of fun.
Is it? Yeah. All right. Maybe I just
why don't you invite me over? I'll bring some beer or something.
Okay.
And we'll play video games. I'm sure Shannon will love that.
Yeah, yeah. No, she likes that too. Because then she can play. No, she's hooked on Diner Dash.
What's
do you know
that?
What that is?
Is that a game?
It's a game on her little computer that on her laptop where you just
you
use
actually
the
have
cursor.
Games on your Mac?
What no, this is on her PC laptop.
Okay, good.
And you use the cursor, the mouse, to like your waitress, and you click on tables and stuff, and you deliver things to the tables, and you have to seat people as they come in. And I'm sorry, but like only a girl would think that it's like great to fantasize about working in a restaurant.
Right.
Like I'm a guy, right? So I like to fantasize about, you know,
blowing the restaurant away.
Sniping, yeah. And yeah, like
shoot everyone in the restaurant.
Exactly. But she gets so into it because it's kind of like a math game and it's like really fast and you have to like get people seated.
There it is. Girls aren't good at math. That's
and
why.
It's, well, she likes the organizational part of it because she likes you know, like logic problems and
right.
Word games and things
Tetris.
Like that.
Tetris.
And it Tetris, yeah, and it's kind of like Tetris in that sense that it's one of those games where even if you win, you're still kind of a loser.
And typical
it's
food.
Not a real game.
And typical girl game, it's Tetris involving food. God.
It's really crazy. Anyway, so she's hooked on Diner Dash to the point where it's like she's got a problem. Like, honey, you got to stop, okay? I'm naked. You got to stop.
So. Tell me, hearing this stuff just reinforces my homosexuality. Just like yesterday, she said something or she was whining about something like, get me this, where's my jacket, blah, 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 blah. Like, ugh, you're totally reinforcing my homosexuality for the next year. Thank you.
Well, we also feel that's part of our responsibility in being your friend. As a couple.
Because my people don't want you to become gay, and nor do your people want me to become straight.
Exactly.
Because you know I'll take all the girls away.
And this is the only way that our people and you can work together.
Yeah, it's our common ground.
I don't
want to
say our people and your people. I just mean our people and you.
This is the common ground we found.
So there's this really cool indie label in Houston, Texas called Meerkat Empire, and they've sent us a bunch of CDs, and I've played some of them, some bands like Gretchen Schmaltz and the Western Civilization, and they also sent us a compilation. They're all very DIY there, which is kind of cool.
Yay.
Here's a little quote from them. It says, the Meerkat Empire is an independent recording company / art and music collective from the dark cultural wastelands of Houston, Texas. We are all about those artists who move us and through whatever medium they choose, create art sonically or visually on their own terms. We try as hard as we can to step aside and allow the artists true creative control of their work. Then we work tirelessly to gain recognition for them outside of this small group of friends and colleagues. It is our most sincere hope to change the world we live in for the better through the art we support. Please listen, look, and enjoy. That is damn cool. MiaKatEmpire.com, MiaKatEmpire.com. And I have this compilation. I guess it's just the MKE compilation. I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you, one by a band called The Nautical Mile and another one by a band called Buxton. And hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
me stay, I'm only here tonight. But I'll be gone by light. And by the morning, a memory you wish never find. And sometimes I get this feeling like I've never had a home. And I roam around from town to town, but I never feel alone. I'm only searching for that which I can't lose. Well, I guess that you can call it my non-committal blues. Well, I'm on my way to Tennessee, my 13th time around. I'll hit up every honky-tonk in every single town. I'm gonna play my songs, drink, then start a fight. And if I make it till the morning, well, then I'm doing fine.
Here, here.
That was nice.
That was nice. I dig it. There's actually a lot of good music on this compilation. So drop by miakatempire.com, miakatempire.com. Also myspace.com/miakatempire. And check out all these bands. We just played Buxton, and before that, The Nautical Mile. But there's some other great bands on there as well. So check it out. Yeah. Here, here, Kill Radio.
That reminds me, just to remind everyone out there, we do record this show each and every time we do it. We make it available for download via the iTunes Music Store as well as through our MySpace page. We have a link that we post there. If you look at our blog, you can see each and every show we've done for the most part there as well as past shows. And we have the majority of this year's shows available through iTunes as well.
Yes.
So it's just a great way.
I think all of this year, I think we started in... Well, no. I think we started like in February of this year on the podcast.
Yeah. So all that stuff's available. If you like the music you hear, you can hear it again. If you like the silly things that we say, you can hear them again. You can basically relive the moment over and over and over and over.
She puts the lotion on her body.
And over and over.
You're ripping, fat lady.
And over and over. Sometimes we do this show just for ourselves. I think that one, those 2 seconds, well, that was just for us.
We like to do the show without music sometimes. It really doesn't have the same character because we don't really have much to do.
Or say.
So that's why we don't actually air it.
So what do you have to say right now, John?
Nothing. Don't you dare set me up on live radio. How dare you?
I want to say me.
How dare you?
I want to say me neither, but that would mean I have something else to say, and I really don't. So silence is the only response I can give.
Silence is violence. And golden. Silence is golden violence.
That's something that I think you've heard from Shannon, as well as listening to Scanners Too Much, because that's the name of their...
Is that the name of their...
album? I think it's Silence.
I mean, I was listening to Scanners the other day.
I was listening to that album the other day, too. It's so great.
It is.
It's a great album. Like,
we discover awesome music through this show all the time.
But, I mean, it's totally true. The art of the album has kind of gone bye-bye for now. We're not into album rock or any sort of album. It's all about singles again. And that Scanners album, that's an album that stands on its own. I mean,
albums will come back along with headbands.
They already did. They left already. Taper pants are yeah. See, you've lived in...
I'm trying to think of things that...
You live in your Central American neighborhood too long. You don't know that taper pants are kind of hip right now.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
All those kids dressing up like it's the 80s again.
You got me.
I really don't.
You going to play some music, or do I have to talk to you?
Ooh, I better play some music. this is an artist by the name of Kamal Imani out of Inglewood, New Jersey. MySpace.com/KamalSupreme.
Inglewood.
Might be pronounced Englewood instead of Inglewood. Mm. But this track is called Free Yourself. Again, Kamal Imani, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
No, Engle.
Let's go.
City, yeah, I know how we do. It's all my Caribbean.
get massive, African massive. Put your hands up, put your fist up, everybody in the whole world, international. Know what I mean? Come on, Supreme is definitely in your area, aka Kamal Amani. Let's go, people.
That's how you love. Dip it, mommy. Work your body. Put my body on your body. So listen, girl, right here. Don't fight it. That's the way that young A like it.
Here. That was an artist we played before. I think we played them, John, when you were away in Europe. Her name's Tanya. She's out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. This was a different version of the song she sent us before. This song was Work My Body. It was featuring Audi Rob.
That song was saucy. Seriously. I feel funny in my pants.
You should sit down. MySpace.
Need a chair.
What is that weird sound? Do you hear that?
No.
Hear it over here.
Oh, it's the CD player.
Oh. MySpace.com, Tanya's Music Group. That's T-A-N-Y-A-S Music Group. MySpace.com/Tanya's Music Group. Again, before that, we heard Kamal Imani from Englewood, New Jersey. MySpace.com/Kamal Supreme. That's K-A-M-A-L Supreme. Track called Free Yourself. Thank you for submitting.
Yes. Speaking of funny in my pants, there's a band called Kosio that we really
funny
love.
Funny ha-ha or funny sad?
Funny, like, oh, that's nice.
Tee-hee.
Kosio's a big supporter of Kill Radio. We love them here on Here. We've had them in here in the studio. I've had them on It's Good. We've played their music a bunch. And they sent us this very nice CD of them performing live at the Mint, which is a cool venue. And I think they just sent it to us because they love us. And I want them to know that...
We should beatify them.
That we love them, too.
We love them back very much.
And... in ways that we can only describe.
In song.
In song.
No, in dance.
In their song.
In dance. Let's perform the dance right now, John.
We can't. It's radio. You can't perform a dance in radio.
Wow. Thanks. That was the joke, you ass fucking hole.
ass fucking hole? What is that?
I don't know.
That's not my department.
And I and I said fucking with the PH too. So what am I saying? I don't know.
There is no cursing on motherfucking Kill Radio to the ORG. But I will say this.
Number.
MySpace.com/Kosio Music. C-O-S-I-O. These are really talented musicians. And if you haven't seen them perform live in L.A., you should go out and see it. And I just got a confirmation that they're going to be playing IsGoodMusic.com Presents October 20th at Crane's Tavern. I'm putting on a show.
Wow.
And they are one of the featured guests along with Ghost Town, Alana Sweetwater.
Yep.
And my favorite all-time band, TBA. So that's going to be a good show. Here is Kosio at the Mint, which you might have missed unless you were at the Mint when Kosio was playing. Check it out.
I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, be worried, I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preacher showed me different. Just at some bars, the church, it's a prison. I'm praying in a bar. I'm holding chapel in your prison. I'm the limping crow. Like getting turned to salt.
church is a prison. Praying in a box, cold scaffold in your prison. I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, be worried, I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible told me one thing, just ask a lot.
Church is a prison,
a prison.
We got one more song for you. A lot of the bands tonight were on the road, and if you guys heard them and you liked them, then please support It's Hard Being on the Road. We know all about that. This is it's called Patchwork Quilt.
Yeah.
Wow. That was great.
That was Koseo live at the Mint.
Their performance here was better.
Of course, because, you know, they had our energy to
well, they had
with.
My energy.
You know, they had, if you have to deal with like a whole audience at the Mint, there's no way that energy could match the
no.
kind of energy that you alone
especially,
provide.
Yeah, especially the Mint, the audience that goes there, they're vampires, they're parasites, they suck out energy, they don't give anything back. We give back so much.
So much.
And I give back more than what
is
that?
Small.
What'd you say?
Also because this room is small, the energy that exudes from our pores, bounces
yeah.
off the walls, and back into the musical instruments.
And I always give back more than what I'm asked for in most horrible and embarrassing, mutually embarrassing ways. So
I bet
it,
your boyfriend
great.
Likes it.
If I had one.
Didn't you say you were dating someone?
That is an equal boyfriend. God.
Sorry.
You get married and you forget all the labels and how it all works
yeah.
once you get married.
Yeah.
It's like, brain, delete all of that. I don't even know that anymore.
Still, I thought that was good, what we just listened to. And
yep.
I liked how they wrapped it in a dictionary. I thought that's very cozy.
In an actual dictionary?
In
Is
an
that
actual
what
dictionary.
Saying?
I'm going to read to you the definition.
You're going to save that photo, right?
I'm going to read to you the definition. Oh, yeah, totally. And there's this cool like hand-drawn thing. Do you want to hear the definition
hand-drawn
of devil?
Hand-drawn thing. Come on, John. You have better vocabulary than that. It's a Polaroid, it looks like.
Yeah, but they drew on it.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the definition of the word devil?
Devil?
Yeah, it just happens
yeah.
to be the one that's here. They gave me a D page. Devil, originally slanderer, slander, traduce. The supreme spirit of evil, Satan, usually preceded by the, sometimes capitalized. Hence, any evil spirit, a demon, a fiend, an evil spirit supposed to possess a demoniac... I don't know that word. An evil passion or influence, a false god or idol. Also, an emphatic expletive used in disgust, vexation, wonder, strong negation, etc., usually provided by the...
God.
As in, the devil, he cut me off at the light.
Vexation. That's what this show's about, is expressing vexation. We should be using the devil word more often.
Also, something diabolically or supremely evil, bad, unpleasant, etc.,
okay, this is only amusing to you now, so we need to stop.
An atrociously wicked, cruel, or ill-tempered person.
See? No one else is listening.
Also a person of great cleverness, energy, or recklessness. So you're the devil. Cleverness, spirit, energy, etc. Suggestive of a devil. A fellow, especially an unfortunate one. As
oh, that you're the devil.
Poor devil. That's me. The errand boy, or the youngest apprentice in a printing office.
Oh, that's
printer's
me.
Devil. That's weird.
That's perverted.
And then the rest of the page is ripped off. So you're free. The devil, you're free.
What I love about that
is... Oh, the devil.
What's great about the devil, it was created by God somehow. Doesn't make any sense, but whatever. Moving on.
Son of a devil.
All right, so this is an artist out of Melbourne, Australia.
The devil it is.
I believe the pronunciation is Lorazai Red. We have two tracks from them. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/... Lorazi.
I'd say that's Lorazi.
Why don't I finish for once?
Ooh, the devil's in you, boy.
MySpace.com/LORAZI red. Larazzi, is that what you're saying? Larazzi Red?
That's got flow.
Sounds better to me, too. This is a let's hear this first track. It's called Dr. Zhivago. Again, this is here on killradio.org.
Stay here with you for all of time. It's a good day for rain, sleeping outside. It's a good night for songbirds, sweet as your eyes. So baby, please don't go.
You walk away, I try to do it myself, and it becomes so angry.
Do we need to do another tech training with you, Mark?
No. That was, again, Lorazi Red out of Melbourne, Australia, myspace.com/LorazzyRed, LORAZIRED. That last track we just heard was called Sonnet. Before that, we heard Dr. Zhivago. And, you know, I have never been able to figure out the time difference between, like, Australia and the Pacific time zone.
Yeah, aren't they on... They're, what is today? Monday? And for them, it's like Wednesday or something.
Thursday. So, I try to put like the European bands at the beginning of the set, because now that we're doing the show from 2 to 4, that means Europe, it's like 11 o'clock when we're starting the show, depending where you are in Europe. Most of Europe, it's around 11 o'clock when we start.
That's for Melbourne, giving of you.
I know. For Melbourne, I don't know what would have been, you know, appropriate to start the show.
Nothing would have been
appropriate. They're screwed anyway,
because
it's Thursday.
That was really good, by the way.
Yeah, they're really... Yeah, I really like them a lot. I hope they send us more music. Again, Lorazi Red out of Melbourne, Australia, myspace.com/LorazziRed. Why don't we thank all the bands? We're done.
Yeah, let's do that. So I got a piece of paper here. What I got here. Thanks.
Your kids are going to hate you. I'm like, Dad's a dork.
You know what my dad did once? I just thought of this. When I was in second or third grade, I got in trouble for something, and I had to write something over and over and over again on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I will not speak out of turn in class or something like that. And I had to write it 100 times on the front and back of a piece of paper, and I had to have my parents sign it, and I had to bring it back. This is my punishment.
Yeah.
So my dad looks at this paper with me writing on it, and he's like, what the hell is this? And he wrote... His name. He signed his name 100 times over the whole thing.
That's
and I remember at the time I was crying. I was so upset because I thought I was going to get more trouble.
Right.
But looking back on it as an adult, that's the most rock star thing my dad ever did.
I see where you get it from, because that's exactly what I'd see
and
you
that's
doing.
What I would do if I had a kid now. I'd be like, I'd sign it over and over and over again, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So let's thank the bands.
Thank you, Larazi Red, Kosio, Tanya, Kamal, Imani, Buxton, The Nautical Mile, Williford, The Fast Sails, Tim Ratcliffe and Ken Bailey, Matthew Cates, Jam Creeds, Coin Opera, DJ Nesimi Paul, MD, Sam Sparrow. What's that one? Vince Neil McJagger? Is that right?
Vince McGill. Did you get MD?
The first one.
I think you skipped.
I did MD.
I'm sorry.
Sam Sparrow.
Vince Neil McJagger
and Charlie Wadham.
Yep.
Yes. And
thank
you've been listening to here on killradio.org. Our Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show. You send it, we play it. So send it, and we'll play it. MySpace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. And we'll be back next Monday.
Look for this episode to be available via the U.S. iTunes Music Store and through our blog at MySpace.com so you can download the show.
And leave Britney alone!